Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
John Gruden's lawsuit against the NFL and Commissioner Roger Goodell. Big update from yesterday, the commish and the National Football League requested a judge in Nevada to dismiss John Gruden's lawsuit against the league and against Roger Goodell. And the Nevada judge instead ruled in favor of the former Vegas Raiders coach, saying that the two separate motions filed by the league and Goodell, both of which were apparent attempts to head off a very public legal fight between Chucky and the league, would not get tossed, would not go away, and instead, those lawsuits would stay in action. The league had asked Clark County District Judge Nancy Alf, A-L-L-F, not your favorite cat-eating alien. That's an Alf reference, Lonzo. I don't think we've had an Alf reference yet.
Changed her name because just added a letter.
Yeah.
People do that sometimes.
Your second favorite ALF, a Clark County, Nevada judge. Anyway, the league asked Judge ALF. I'm assuming it's ALF. It could be ALF, right? It would be ALF, right? A-L-L-F.
Yeah, you can't say it without laughing.
I know, I can't. To either force Gruden's lawsuit, which alleges the NFL deliberately leaked some of his emails and not others to the news media, into either A, private arbitration, or B, to dismiss it altogether. And she denied both requests. Judge Alf, the judge said after denying the motion, quote, it's just such a high bar in Nevada to dismiss from the beginning, end quote. John Gruden was present in the courtroom for yesterday's hearing. After it was over, reporters asked him what his next step was, and he said, Lonzo, and I love this from Chucky, quote, I'm just going to let the process take care of itself. Go Raiders, end quote. My dude is suing the Raiders and the league and still dropping Go Raiders at the end of it.
Well, his people are still there. His the guys that he helped bring in and all that kind of stuff. So we said when this whole thing came out that it's kind of peculiar that John Gruden's emails are the only ones out of those 1,000 and something, whatever the exact number was.
460,000.
Okay, so it was a lot. I told you I couldn't
remember. Was a few.
Yeah, that his are the only ones that got leaked. It's funny, the NFL probably thought this thing would be done.
Yeah, listen,
this is not going to take the NFL down, but it could, you know, take down Goodell or some people in the NFL for sure.
Here's what I think. I don't think you're taking Goodell down. And here's why. I really don't think Roger Goodell I don't think you're going to get dirt on Roger Goodell, right? Roger Goodell is not an idiot. He may infuriate you sometimes because he's inconsistent, but he's not an idiot. And Roger Goodell has been one of the most outspoken in terms of civil acceptance and equality within the league. I don't think you're going to get Goodell, but you are not going to convince me that out of 32 other teams, there was not another owner or GM or coach who was dropping bombs and slurs like John Gruden was. And by the way, let me be abundantly clear here before I get to the next part of this discussion. I am not in John Gruden's corner. I am not supporting John Gruden. I am not supporting Chucky at all. Not in the least. I got no problem with John Gruden being unemployed. None. What I do not support is hypocrisy. What I do not support is people preaching one thing and doing another. Why does Rob Brown consider himself a bit of an iconoclast? Because Rob Brown does not care what position you are preaching if you are a hypocrite, and will call you out on that. I don't care that John Gruden is unemployed after the things he said and the way he said them. I got no issue with that. That is not being canceled. That is having consequences for bad behavior. You want to talk about welcome to the real world? There it is. What I will not support is if the NFL did indeed have 460 160,000 emails in their hands, did indeed have other, perhaps more established people in their league that also had these type of emails sent back and forth and kept those under wraps while Chucky's were dropped. And keep in mind, the rumor, the smoke before all this happened was that John Gruden is not a fan of Roger Goodell, and Roger Goodell is not a fan of John Gruden. And so John is alleging that the NFL, and I don't know that he specifically says Roger Goodell, but I'm sure he's insinuating it. He is alleging that because Roger Goodell is not a fan of Chucky, that Roger Goodell went out of his way to make sure that it was Chucky's emails that got dropped while potentially protecting the emails of other established veterans of the league who may have suffered the same, if not worse, consequences of John Gruden. Now, again, I am not sympathetic to John Gruden. I'm not. John Gruden gets no sympathy from me. However, I am glad that his lawsuit was not dismissed or forced into private arbitration. If it was forced into private arbitration, the NFL could have come out to an arbitrator and said, yeah, man, here's the deal. This, and this happened. We're willing to give Chuck $10 million to go away, but Chuck's got to sign an NDA that says, I won't talk about it outside of this. And then we got to rely on the ethics of John Gruden to turn away a $10 million settlement from the NFL or whatever it's going to be to come out and go, yo, in this arbitration. And honestly, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know if he's even allowed to do that. I don't know if you're allowed to go through a private arbitration and then talk about that arbitration after you come out the other side if you don't accept a settlement. I don't know how it works.
But if you're a guy who talks a certain way and the thing that got him in trouble, and you know everybody else does too, don't you stick to your guns and take the whole thing down? So you're talking about hypocrisy. If you know for sure that there are emails in there of people saying what you said or worse, you stick to it. And you got to assume, I guess you don't have to assume, but he probably has plenty of money. He's had several really big contracts, including in TV. So yeah. He took care of him. He probably doesn't need money anymore. So this is about making sure that everybody is getting away with it, that is getting away with it, gets caught.
Maybe so. And again, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not a John Gruden guy. I don't support John Gruden. I don't have sympathy for John Gruden, but
it's not about that. And I don't think you have to even point out that you're not supporting John Gruden. It's about supporting the truth.
Yeah, no, I want the light shined.
Because I don't believe there's anyone out there who believes he's the only one.
No.
That's like that.
And I don't either.
Yeah. I mean, come on. They're and it's so suspect that he's the only one that the leaks just happened to be
right.
His.
And a guy who it is very public that Roger Goodell does not like, right? A guy in John Gruden. Listen, it's been known for years that John Gruden spoke like this and used specifically homophobic slurs. And I've told you guys in the past, the story is that Roger Goodell has an openly gay brother. And Roger Goodell has, since he's been in high school, been fighting battles, sometimes literally, to stop hate and discrimination being gunned towards his brother. And so that is something that is very personal to him, which is why it would make sense that he's not a big fan of John Gruden, a guy that we now know is not all that intelligent about not putting homophobic slurs into emails, right? So I'm glad that John Gruden's lawsuit got brought into the light of day, or is going to be kept in the light of day by this judge in Clark County, Nevada. I'm glad that's happening. Not because I'm pulling for Chucky to win the lawsuit, although I am in a weird way, right? Because it's kind of like, if Chucky wins the lawsuit, Chuck's going to get a lot of money from the NFL, which, okay, bummer. But if Chuck wins the lawsuit, it's going to mean that Chuck was able to prove that the National Football League had other rats that they kept hidden in the corners while they exposed one. And if that is the case, I will be the first dude in here the next day calling for a league-wide clearance of anybody who was in on that, Roger Goodell at the top of it. Despite the fact that Roger Goodell is the guy who kind of is in charge of all this. If Roger Goodell went out and put John Gruden's emails on blast in the public media, but then kept hidden the emails of other more established NFL guys in order to protect his guys, then Roger Goodell's every bit as guilty as John Gruden, and he needs to get thrown on his ass too, right? That's why this is intriguing to me. Not because I support John Gruden, it's because I want this entire process played out in the sunshine. I want those emails to be put out in the sunshine. This is not about canceling people, as some of you are going to say. This is about, we have a new standard of acceptability, and if you don't meet it, you've got consequences to deal with, right? You don't go to jail for it. You don't get thrown into prison for it. We're just not going to let you work in the most public of places with that type of rhetoric behavior. Remember, John Gruden's emails he got fired for, it's not like those are from the early 90s, right? Those are from 4, 5, 6 years ago. We were past this at that point. So I am glad that John Gruden's email is coming out. And I'm glad that this lawsuit's going to be played out in the public. Because if there is another person in the NFL that is sending out racist emails like John Gruden did, I want them gone too. Sending out homophobic emails like John Gruden did, I want them out too. And I want the NFL exposed for allowing it to happen. And if that means that John Gruden gets an extra little scratch on the side to win that lawsuit in order to expose the bigger rat of the NFL, so be it. So be it. I don't like it. Feels a little gross that he would be rewarded for that. But the NFL was protecting other more seasoned veterans within its walls while sending John Gruden out as the sacrificial lamb to take the fall for 460,000 emails, or 360,000, however many it was, it doesn't matter. It's a hell of a lot of emails. If they sent John out the front door of the castle to be the sacrificial lamb while they hid the rest of the rats down in the basement, hoping they would never come to light, if John Gruden's got a little extra scratch to knock down the wall and shine the light on the rats, so be it. So be it. I'm good with that.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.